Welcome to Real Talk Wrestling, where I am the host, Josh Kimmel, and I tell you all the facts, all the real life things that happen on Dynamite. I told you before it happens. And here's Chris over here, Mr. Babyface, Mr. Kenny's gonna win. I think Kenny's gonna win, man. I love Kenny Omega. Chris Koffler, what's going on, RTW Chris on Twitter?
What's going on, man?
You know, just we're back in business live in person on our scheduled Thursday night following a fucking awesome Dynamite.
Yes.
That was one of the best Dynamites I've seen in months. Ever since the Bryan Danielson MJF feud is ended, this is the best one.
Absolutely, by far. And I was wondering throughout the show, like, what made him just decide, hey, it's time to put on a banger Dynamite? Which I think...
The deal?
Whatever the announcement. We had an announcement that there's going to be an announcement, but we'll probably... It looks like we're going to get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to the reason why Dynamite was so awesome.
Why it was so awesome.
Yeah. So we had the main event, Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley in a steel cage. This was Hell in a Cell, AEW style. I'm not going to sit here and trash it because it was an awesome match. It was great. It was the right amount of blood. When they brought out the chair and they brought out the barbed wire and they started doing the stepping on the backs, and I almost turned it off. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't like this stuff. I can't stand that kind of wrestling. To me, it's cheap. But it wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be. Even Moxley's face wasn't as bad. But I did love the fact that I saw a video today, which I didn't catch it live, where he got stepped on the back. And then when he sat up, he was bleeding on his face. Did you notice it live?
I did notice that he was super bloody in the face. Yes, after getting taken. But I think he did take a chair shot of some sort.
I didn't see it live. And on the video, it didn't show up unless that person edited the video.
Yeah, because I felt like he got hit. But right after he got hit, I'm like... Oh, he didn't blade? Okay, I guess he's saving that for later. Then, yeah, he got stepped on him. Oh, there it is. Now, here comes the blood.
Kenny Omega did the same thing later on when he got hit in the face with the screwdriver for the first time and then pinned 1-2-3. And then when the attention wasn't on Omega, then he bladed himself because you could tell it was, like, super fresh. Totally yes. Fresh. You saw it, right?
Yep.
So he bled 10 minutes after the fact. I'm okay with it all. I know I'm joking about the match, whatever, but it was a good match. Totally good story. Great spots. Didn't like the beginning. Did not like the way it started with the Bucks, with Claudio, with Yuta. Did not like that whatsoever. I just wish it was one-on-one the entire time with Callis jumping in at the end.
Yeah, I didn't understand what the point of that was at the beginning. I'm like, what are we doing here right now? Or was that for them to... knock each other out.
It shouldn't matter. What's the point of the steel cage?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I was just trying to understand some sort of logic. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. Like, just keep them out. Let's keep it one-on-one. It was a little distracting in the beginning because then the first, like, 3, 4, 5 minutes, we haven't even seen Mox and Omega yet in the ring. It's just these two teams right here are fighting. Like, what... Is this now a six-man tag match? Like, what happened?
My stupid mind thinks about like this. Like, first off, you're taking away the spotlight from your main event by adding these four great talents that aren't involved in this match. And then I'm sitting there thinking, as in the middle of the match, as Jon Moxley's pulling out the glass, that's kind of the end of the match, I'm thinking, are the Bucks... in the Elite, are the Bucks and the BCC still fighting? Like, what's going on? Did they get broken up?
Yeah.
Are they still in the back? Just brawl? Why is there no camera back? I want to see. You started it. How did it finish?
Yeah.
What?
Just kind of left that hanging.
What's the reason why the Bucks weren't there to help Omega at the end? What's the reason why the BCC didn't come out and celebrate? Where did they go? Were they literally in the back just bashing each other's brains in, or did they beat each other up to exhaustion and they just all just passed out?
Too tired. Let's just hang out in the back and watch a match.
That stuff right there, that's what I start thinking about. And it's maybe nobody else thinks about that, but I do.
Yeah.
So somebody else has to. That to me is lazy. Lazy booking.
It felt like it took away a little bit from the match. I mean, luckily it was still a really good match, but it just wasn't needed.
the spot of the match, V trigger through the cage. That's when he knew. That's when he knew. Okay, it's time for someone. Someone's gonna come in and screw Omega. That's when you knew. We already knew going in, but that right there told the story. How do we get Callis or whoever in here? Well, the cage has to break. Luckily, no.
I didn't see that coming though. With the cage breaking in that spot.
I didn't. I didn't see it either.
I did not. That caught me off guard.
No, it didn't. So when it happened, I'm not going to say, I predicted that because I didn't. But when it happened, I go, that's why they just did that.
No, it made sense. I was watching and it happened and I was like, holy shit. You know, like he just busted right through that thing. Did you see how his leg got caught? Yeah. Oh,
I thought he was hurt for real.
I still think maybe he is hurt for real.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad spot, as in like dangerous.
It was, but I feel like it was just one of those almost like a freak accident kind of thing. Like if he were to go do that spot 50 more times, that wouldn't happen. I feel like it was just his momentum and everything, and he got caught at just the wrong spot.
So when he did the V trigger, Moxley was outside on the apron. He did it through the ropes, but there was only that top rope. That's why they took guys. That's why they took that top rope off.
Yeah, it all makes sense. I mean, they set that up great.
Yeah. Do you think there could have been a smarter, safer spot than that? Because anyone, you said 50 more times it wouldn't happen. Yes, it would. His legs are still going to go right where those ropes are. Everything's still going to be, he's going to be tripped up every single time.
No, but it got caught in between. And I think he was jumping and he just perfectly, like perfectly landed. Even if you had a couple inches before or after that spot, he would have been fine.
Okay.
I just feel like the odds of landing in that exact spot are very low. And he just happened to do it.
I also want to give props to Tony Khan and Jon Moxley for the first time in the world ever. In the history of the world, I watched the picture-in-picture.
Yeah?
When Sammy was doing the things, if picture-in-picture means I look at my phone.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever, because I'm like, is he going to get this thing done before the commercial's over? I was like, this is getting, like, there was a race against the clock, and Moxley knew it. He was like, there was one point where I think he turned back to the ref and go, how much more time? He didn't say it, but he looked back. And then all of a sudden he starts cranking, and he starts pulling. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
I noticed at one point Kenny's like, well, I can't be dead this whole time.
Yeah.
I got to come over. And then Moxley's like, yeah, hold on. I'm almost, I need to go hit him in the head and knock him out for a few more, 10 seconds so I can finish what I'm doing. I was worried he wasn't going to be able to get it either. I was thinking, the thought that flashed in my head real quick was the whole, what was it, Roman Reigns handcuff thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, no.
But the thing is, at least they did it in picture, and at least they had Kenny was smart enough to actually get up and then get knocked down. If John was smart, which he usually is, he should have gone over there and gave him a kick or two. Like, just kick him and go back to your job. But that's just nitpicking. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just watching him work. I'm like, dude, are you right? Lefty loosey, bro. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Great finish. I expected a different finish. I expected Callis to do the turn. I didn't expect him to do it alone. I thought Takeshita would come out because we got rid of the Bucks. We got rid of Claudio and Yuta. And I'm like, okay, the only one left is Takeshita. And he's going to like, which side is he going to be on?
Yeah.
That's what I thought was eventually going to happen. Maybe we'll see that down the road.
Yeah. It's still on the table, I think.
Yes.
But when he got into the ring, when Callis started walking to the ring, I'm like, Josh already told me what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. I even said it out loud. I said, well, here comes the Don Callis turn right here.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because he's a heel manager and the Bucks and Kenny are face now. And the BCC is the heel team and it's about to happen. And sure enough, I'm like, oh no, what a surprise.
Yeah. Shocking. No.
And I was thinking real quick on that note. For any future predictions like that, any future bold predictions, I think you need to have now loaded up in the soundboard a Paul Heyman clip where he says, that's not a promise, that's a spoiler, or whatever it is that he says, his little slogan.
Not a prediction, it's a spoiler.
There you go, prediction. It's not a prediction, that's a spoiler. All right. You need to have that loaded in.
It is going
to
be loaded in. We're going to be using that button a lot on this show. Or you're just going
to
use it a lot.
I got to give it to you. You nailed that prediction. There's been a few others recently that you got, so you need to have that button in there.
I like the move. He doesn't fit that style of over the BCC. He doesn't fit in there. He's not tough. He's not a fighter. He's not William Regal, like intimidating. He's a snake.
He's a snake. A little bit of flash to him, which I think worked with the Bucks and the Elite and everything.
So he's going to have to change his entire gimmick. If he's part, is he part of them? Brian says he didn't know this was happening. Is he part of the BCC? We don't know. Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows yet. I think he is. I think he has to be part of the story. And I think they're going to get Takeshita, and I think that's when Ibushi, I can't say his name right now. Oh, my gosh. Ibushi. I was just watching a video of his earlier today. But that's when he comes in, and then we have this match at Forbidden Door.
Yep.
Right? Like, that has to be it.
Yeah, I think that's where it's headed for sure.
Or Blood and Guts match. That has to be done eventually.
When is that normally at? Do you know? I don't even know when that normally is.
I don't know. I mean,
that feels like it's been a while since they've done. Well, not too long ago, because that's when who was it that got hurt?
Claudio. Remember. When Claudio came in for Brian.
Yes.
And Claudio had to take over, and Claudio's been here for almost a year, so it's got to be coming up soon.
Yep.
So definitely look out for that Blood and Guts match. It's going to be phenomenal. And this next week, and people are mad because Don Callis didn't give an explanation, or we don't know why. This makes no sense. This isn't the E, right? Brock isn't going to turn on Cody and then not say nothing for 6 weeks. Like, he's done. He's done nothing. Yeah. We don't know why Brock turned on Cody. Still don't to this day. He will say next week, this is what happened. This is why you're a failure. You probably went soft, yada, 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 right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right, them losing their belts and everything, and
exactly, you went soft.
Wants to align himself with some champions again, or whatever it is. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll have it. If not next week, definitely by the week after, but probably next week.
Next week's gonna be a huge show.
Yep.
Huge show. I think next week they get 900,000 back of the ratings. The ratings are bad. 770,000 last week. Not last night, but last week.
Yeah.
770,000 people watched Dynamite. That's bad. That's like all-time low. The same week they sold out Wembley or whatever they did. Insane.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why they can't pull in the viewers then.
I don't know. Maybe because Orange Cassidy starts the show. I don't know. Maybe because they have the same outsider bullcrap. You know what this show did differently than all the other shows? Orange Cassidy didn't open the show. There was no Soraya. There was no...
Just the video. But they didn't... Do their same run-in that they've done the last four weeks or whatever it is.
There was different. Miro was back. They had championship matches that actually mattered. They had promos that actually made sense. The only thing on the show that was very bad was the Briscoe angle with FTR and Sanjay Dutt. And I just can't... Listen, there are people that hate Jeff Jarrett, and there are actually people that like Jeff Jarrett and his run. There are people like me who I appreciate Jeff Jarrett. I think he's doing a phenomenal job. I think he's fitting in with them. I feel like he's teaching them stuff. And I feel like he's not one of those legends that think they're too good to do something like this, where he's jobbing, where he's not Bill Goldberg. And that's why I said Bill Goldberg, because I'm transitioning to the part where there are people that love Goldberg and they want to see him wrestle. Am I one of those people for Jeff Jarrett? Am I a Jeff Jarrett guy that people just don't get?
I wouldn't put you on the same level, because those people want to see Goldberg for nostalgia reasons. Oh, he was fun to watch back in the day, but he's really not. He was never really much of a real wrestler.
No.
He's got, what, 3 moves, 4 moves? And think about it, what you were just saying. You weren't talking about, I just want to see him come out for nostalgic sake. You're saying you think he's actually helping people. You think he's, serving a purpose there. And he's letting other people go over. So, no, I wouldn't put you quite the same as those Goldberg people. Okay.
All right.
I'm personally not a fan of Jeff Jarrett, because I'm worried that they're going to get him too involved. And for a while, he was starting to sniff around the titles. And
He's in a title match again.
Yeah. I don't like that. I think there's too many other people that don't have time on the show for Jeff Jarrett to be around a centerpiece around any title.
This.
In 2023, it's.
This right here is the Lance Archer of the tag team division. They always get the number one shot, and they always get beat by the first champions. Tony Khan has his systems. Same thing every single freaking time.
Yep.
So once they beat Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. They will move on to somebody else. But it seems like they just always need, like, they're the perfect heels. Like, they really are. Not the perfect heels, because that's Christian. But the perfect heels in a tag team, like, at a comedy, but you could also be serious. Because Jeff Jarrett looks like, Jeff Jarrett's like 60-something. I don't know how old he is, but he's freaking shredded.
Yes.
First
for
off.
For his age, yes.
Freaking shredded. Like, him and Billy Gunn found the fountain of youth. I don't know how.
Yep. Billy Gunn, I feel like he looks way better now than he did back in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, and it's insane, but I'm enjoying it. I don't like Sanjay Dutt. I don't like the Big Giant.
Those two.
If it was Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal,
I think I'd like it a little bit better.
It'd be so much better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Speaking about better, it seems like there's going to be an announcement next week, and a lot of people are thinking it's one thing, but it could be the other, or it could be both. People are saying it's Collision, or whatever it's called, Saturday night. Some people are saying they're going to announce the Warner Brothers deal,
yeah.
That's almost $1 billion, apparently, for all the rights, which would be awesome, because that would mean we would start getting streaming services on HBO Max.
Can't wait.
But I also heard that it's not going to be all pay-per-views. I heard that this is a deal strictly for the Wembley show, and we're not sure if we're going to get the traditional pay-per-views on that.
Hey, if we at least get the Wembley show on there, I'm good. Because that's the one I really do want to see, but I imagine that one is going to get bought up so much more than any other one, and I can't imagine that Bleacher Report would be able to support that show. There's no way.
And Tony knows, and they know. They have to know.
Good. I'm going to say he probably read my tweets after the last pay-per-view. Said, we got a problem here, guys. Look at this RTW Chris over
yep,
here.
Yep, yep. So
the loyal fan couldn't watch.
They're not stupid. They know all the numbers, and they know everything that happened. Yeah. So that's why they're like, hey, guys, we need, let's work a deal. Honestly, it'd be pretty cool if it was all pay-per-views.
I wish.
But then think about it. Think about what HBO would want. They want subscribers. They want, that's what this, when they bring in Wembley, not only are you getting the product, but you're getting all these new people that wouldn't buy HBO. Look at Peacock. I would have never bought Peacock if it wasn't for WWE. I would have never bought, not going to lie, like Hulu if it wasn't for the show Dave. People buy streaming services for Apple TV. Without Ted Lasso, that network, I'm sure it's good. But for me, I'm not paying for Apple TV unless it's for Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
So people do go buy stuff for one thing. It happens all the time.
Yep.
So that's what HBO, that's what Warner Media wants. So putting all those, I think the problem is they're going to be like, we need more. More pay-per-views, more content, more live events. Then we get watered down. How many pay-per-views do you want?
No, stick with what they got.
The four. But they're at, Chris, the first four, then they added Forbidden Door. Then they added the Wembley All-In show.
But I don't know if All-In is going to be a yearly thing yet. We don't know.
We didn't think Forbidden Door was going to be.
I thought that would be definitely another one there.
Well, then
that one I thought for sure. But so, All-In has been a show, was their first pay-per-view, and then it disappeared all these years.
It wasn't their first pay-per-view.
It was the second one?
It was not an AEW show. It was a indie show that Cody Rhodes and the Bucks put on, and Tony Khan helped fund it.
Yeah. But I'm saying we haven't seen an All-In pay-per-view in how many years?
And I guarantee this is going to stick.
Yeah.
How successful it was, it's going to stick.
Yeah.
So then now you have 6 pay-per-views a year. And HBO is going to go, well, why can't you do 7? Why can't you do 8?
I think get more subscribers. Six is enough.
But what
between 4 and 6.
What happens with these huge networks? Huge. Look at WWE. Why do you think Roman's on SmackDown? Because Fox says, "No, we're paying you this much money, we're getting Roman."
Yeah.
So when you give these networks all this power,
yeah. Oh, it's definitely become a problem for them.
It could become a problem where it's like, hey, we don't want the blood. Hey, we don't want this. Hey, stop putting Moxley on television. He's terrible. That's not me, but people like, hey.
Yeah, they're going to control the show.
Exactly. And is that going to be a real good thing? Because what AEW stands for is the opposite of, it's the alternative.
Yeah.
Now they're just going to become something like that.
They have a TV deal right now, and I don't think it's over-regulated. So would it be with HBO?
I'm sure the deal they have now isn't close to $1 billion.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Do you think, though, that he maybe looked out for that kind of stuff and is saying, hey, look, these are the things that we want? I've got a product here. It's working. I can work with you a little bit, but this is what has made this company this successful this early on. I don't want to just veer away from it, and I don't want to do what they're doing over there. I want to be something different.
But they can go, oh, you say you think this is working. You think 770,000 people watching is working. Look at the worst raw. They got 2.5, right? Like, so maybe that we don't know.
But again, they're established. They've been around. People watch it because they know it. And look at where they're at in the cable ratings in general for their night, for Wednesday night. Where are they at in the cable ratings? They're usually right at the top. They're
always at the top.
That's pretty good if you're at the top.
Could always get better.
Could get better.
And how could you get better? Stop putting Orange Cassidy to start the show. For real. Stop putting The Outcast in terrible segments.
Yeah.
Stop doing the things you do.
Yeah.
Simple.
Well, maybe with that $1 billion, he can hire some creative.
Yes.
Send in your application.
Yes, because I would do such a better job. than what.
Send it in.
I would do such a better job. Anyway, pillars. Pillars videos. Am I watching The Bachelor? Like, I'm so sorry. I understand why this was done, because you can't have the same people on television every week. Yes. We get stale. I 1,000% get why they did this. Doesn't mean I liked it.
You didn't like it. Of course you didn't like it. You know how I didn't know? I knew that you wouldn't like it because I liked it. I thought it was good. It was something different. It's not the same thing. Like you just said, what do we want them to all come out there and do a live promo or just the promo train where everyone runs into one? It was something different to keep that story going without them all having to be on the TV. And they broke it up throughout the show. So it wasn't back to back to back eating up 20 minutes at one time.
I'm okay with the idea. The execution. Darby's video was borderline laughable. How do I train? I get on my skateboard. I get on my ATV. Have you seen my wrestling style? And he's 120 pounds, zero muscle mass. I would destroy that guy. I would beat the living hell out of that guy. Probably not. But anyway, the point is this. I felt like I was watching an episode of The Bachelor. I honestly did. Like, they're at their homes. Like, yeah, I'm into this. I'm into that. Like, Jungle Boy. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think I paid as much attention to his. I think I was busy so I missed his, I think.
I didn't even see Sammy's. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Didn't even see Sammy's. But MJF's was good.
Yeah.
Like, when MJF's came, I'm like, oh, this is good. Like, he's making fun of or the Beatles, this guy. This, all right, this is cool. Then I see Darby on a skateboard. How do I train? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then Sting's like, no. And then Jungle Boys, Christian Cage.
Yeah, that was a little confusing.
What's happening?
Like, I thought they hate each other.
You couldn't find anybody else? No, you couldn't, because there's no one else associated with Jungle Boy.
No.
So
the only people are Luchasaurus and Christian Cage, and that's it.
Yes.
Those are the only people that have ever been aligned with him.
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, but I like the idea. Did not like the content. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
Good for them for trying something. But again, maybe they're trying to get me to watch All Access, because I don't. That show sucks. I don't like that show at all. But because I don't like reality TV. All right.
Yeah, I'm not typically a big fan of it, but we watch it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Watch it like over the weekend. We'll usually watch it.
If I wasn't watching other better stuff, I'd probably watch that. I don't know. Maybe this is not for me. But the thing is, great effort. Cool. We're all interested. Good job. Good job, Pillars.
Kept it going. Kept it fresh. If nothing else, it was still something fresh to keep it going another week.
Yes. But we had some returns. One good return.
One great return.
And I had to do a double take. I'm like, is that Sam, my brother? Like, for some reason, it kind of looked like Sam. Who the fuck is that guy? And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's Miro. He looked different to me.
I was completely thrown off. Did not see that coming. I'm glad that they kept that a secret. I was shocked because I didn't think we were going to see him on AEW TV ever again.
I thought he just signed an extension. He just signed an extension. Do you not remember that? He just signed like a 3 or 4 year extension. Like,
still figured he was just, you know what, they had split. He was just going to basically stay off TV. I thought he was going to get the WWE treatment and he was going to stay off TV until his contract ran out.
Well, with this additional show,
to leave early.
Tony Khan did say it. Like, we have a lot of talent lined up in the back that want to fight in next week. So it is going to be the television. It might be both. Honestly, they might have just announced both. But you're going to have Miro over there, I think. You're going to have Thunder Rosa over there. You're going to have Phil over there. Like, you're going to have two different rosters. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think they're going to do a soft brand split.
And I think they need to do it right, as in what I brought up last week, split up the titles, keep the tag teams over there, keep the trios over here, keep the TNT on TNT, keep the TBS on TBS, like things that make sense.
Yes.
You don't need two world champions, you just need one. You don't need two women's champions, you just need one.
And the thing that I hope that they do is they don't back themselves into a corner by declaring that somebody is this person. They're like, they're on this show or they're on that show. Just let us figure it out. Okay, we keep seeing Miro on Collision. We know he's just kind of a Collision person. But then that way, whenever you want to move him over, you don't have to have the whole draft and a whole big announcement or the rules going against it. Like, just let him show up over there, and that's where he's at for a while. The people that are on Dynamite, let them primarily be on Dynamite. If they do cross over one week, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, don't declare that someone has to be here or there.
What do you think that conversation was like? Hey, Miro, we got something for you. What is it? And, you know, we don't know, but like, you're going to do this Collision. You're going to be one of the top stars of our Saturday show. Yada, yada, yada. Here's the people lined up. You got Punk for you because you're going to be a heel. You got Punk for you. You got this guy. Or do you think it was like Miro's like, dude, come on, get me on TV. Like, who do you think called? Who do you think made the call?
I would say probably Tony made the call, I would think, out of the two. Because I feel like Miro's made it known he wants to be used. I mean, I'm sure he's called him in the past to try and get on TV, but I'm sure this time around he's like, all right, listen, we didn't have all the time in the world on Dynamite. We're going to have another legit show. This is going to be the next big show.
See,
come on back and we're going to work you in here because now we've got so many people we can find a spot. Although they should have found a spot from the beginning, but
that's what I was going to say. If, like, I'm Miro and you're just like, oh yeah, when now we have room for you. I'm like, but you had room for fucking Orange Cassidy. You have room for Darby Allin.
You have room for Jeff Jarrett.
You have room for Jeff Jarrett. You have room for, I can't think of anyone else. Well, there's a lot of people that suck. Juice Robinson. Where did Ricky Starks go, by the way?
I don't know.
As hot can be.
Yes.
Gone.
Out of here.
Tony Khan sucks.
Why does he keep doing this?
Sorry, Tony. You suck, dude.
He's doing the start-stop push. The dreaded
start-stop
push.
It's so bad. It makes me so upset. So, Thunder Rosa came back, though.
Yes.
I don't care.
Also surprising.
So you want to hear my story of Thunder Rosa? Of my, not interaction, because I didn't interact, but my viewing of Thunder Rosa last night?
Let's hear it. I can't wait.
This is very simple. Very simple. As soon as she came on, I turned it to the hockey game. I didn't give a she's back. What is she going to do? What's she going to do differently? Is she going to win your title and quit again?
She's going to move to Collision and stay away from Britt Baker. Or they're going to set them up for a title match somewhere down the road. Or a big match. Not a title match, because Britt says she doesn't. You wouldn't know this. Britt says she doesn't want the title for the next 5 years.
I see the clips.
Okay.
In the next 5 years, she'll be out of wrestling.
You think so?
Women wrestlers don't last long. When's the last time, besides Lita and Trish, which they didn't last long, they're just back because they're Lita and Trish. Who lasts this long in the wrestling business for 5 years if you're a woman? Seriously.
Bayley, Charlotte.
They're good.
Becky Lynch.
They're good.
That's about the only three I could think
of. Britt Baker's not good. She's just a face. I'm just saying it right now. What does she do differently than anyone else? Why is she so much an attraction to you? Not saying that she's like the top woman. She's not. But what is it that people like about her? I like her. She's fine, but I don't get the whole I don't think she's a star.
She's charismatic. She's good on the mic. She's decent. She's not like the greatest women's wrestler we've ever seen in the ring or anything right now, but she's good enough. She's not like some of the others that are like hard to watch. But I think a lot of it is her character, her ability on the mic. She's got like a gimmick that works that people like. And then again, everyone gained respect for her in that St. Patrick's Day Slam match with Thunder Rosa. Think of how much we were hyping that show up.
Yeah.
In that match, you know, like that's, so she shows that she can have a really good match.
So she has that good match, but then Julia Hart and Anna Jay have the meaningless match. Nobody talks about that. Julia Hart killed it last night. Like that, yeah, was probably,
I thought it was good.
That was probably the second best match of the night.
Yeah.
And then this is a card that had Daniel Garcia and that guy. You know, anytime Daniel Garcia is on the card, he steals a show.
Yep.
And honestly, I like the women's match better.
Yeah.
I liked it way better.
I thought it was really good.
And not just because of the hardcore things, because I haven't seen Julia Hart go, and because they didn't get the cooldown spot. You actually got to see them do something. The cooldown spot belonged to...
The Trios,
which I think we're going to get to right now.
Which I was surprised by that. I'm like, oh, they're going with the Trios match and then the cage match. I was glad to see that the women's match didn't get stuck between the Trios match and the cage match.
I think they...
Because that would have killed it.
I think they wanted to... Their whole stipulation was the worst stipulation of all time. We want the witch gone. That's the terrible
stipulation. That was stupid.
The best friends are stupid. By far stupid. I feel bad for Bandito. He signed on, and now he's just a best friend. Which, that's where you go to die. Unless you're Orange Cassidy... Trent could be something. Chuck needs to be fired. Chuck is useless. He is, actually he's not useless. He's the reason, he's how we can get Trent on TV and to lose and take a pin. That's what Chuck's entire job title should be. I'm the guy who takes a pin because I'm useless and I don't work out. I don't do nutrition. I don't even care. And I suck.
Yes.
That's Chuck.
That's what he says.
Chuck sucks. Do you like Chuck?
He's all right.
No, he's
not. Like the team. You never saw their street fight. You need to go back. I need to send you a link. Find Chris, that video.
This ain't the olden days, Chris. This isn't the...
The olden days. The whole company's only 4 years old.
It
wasn't even the beginning.
Things move at a fast pace, bro. They used to have people with no legs in the wrestling ring. I saw it. You didn't see that?
Where?
They're all in. Their first show, they had a battle royal, and this guy had no legs.
I don't remember that at all.
I do. I watched it. That's back when they had Nakamura. The elites guy. Oh, what's his name? The guy with the baby oil. He was in that battle royal.
Michael
Nakamana. Nakazawa.
There you go. Nakazawa.
Freaking idiot. He was in that battle royal. MJF was in that battle royal. That's when I first saw MJF. Anyway, yeah, So 4 years ago, they've grown a lot, and Chuck is still here, and AEW is up here now.
Yeah.
So let's trim the fat, literally get rid of Chuck. He's useless.
But he's a part of their tag team.
So was Wheeler Yuta. So was, where's that other guy? Punky Vice. That fucking guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a jobber group. And I feel bad that Trent's a part of this jobber group. Trent could have been something.
No, there's still time.
It's not.
There's no time. That's it.
Trent's done.
It's over.
He's done. He's a job.
Might as well hang it up.
Does anyone besides you look at Trent and go, wow, he could be a winner? No, because he loses everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's where they're at now. But there was a while where they were winning like crazy. It's just not their time right now. Everybody goes through it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm asking questions.
We'll see. I mean, now there'll be more time for them. Maybe they'll be the stars of Collision, the star tag team of Collision. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they really love Phil. I'm sure they're one of the people, even though the Bucks got them the job and they've been on, they're all in being the elite and they're all best friends, but I'm sure they're cool with Phil.
No, though, there you go. More people can go over to Collision and they'll become the star tag team of Dynamite.
There we go.
Book it.
Book it. So I was going to ask you about the House Rules match. Or is that what we're still on?
Yeah, that's what we're still on. I didn't know if you were about to move along and I wanted to go to your note here.
No.
Where are the lights?
Yeah, I was going to ask you where the fuck the lights go. Why do we do this? What happened?
It's because it was the House of Black, so they dimmed the lights. Of course you did, because everybody else loved it.
When The Fiend did it, nobody liked it. When The Fiend did it again, nobody liked it. When Sin Cara did it, nobody liked it. Why is it okay when they do it? What's the difference?
So I didn't see when those other people did it. So they had a match with the lights out. Now, I know the one, was it the recent one with Bray where he had all the neon lights everywhere?
Yeah, Bray did
okay, a red that's light. Why we didn't like that. Bray because it had silly neon lights. Okay? Like, we're not 15, all right?
Sin Cara had the purple lights.
And then, I don't even know which one that one was.
It doesn't matter.
This one was because it's part of their whole thing. It's the House of Black. Everything about them is dark. They wear the dark clothes. Their entrance, it's not very well lit. And so they had a match that was not very well lit. And I thought it added to the match because it's a House of Black house rules match.
I couldn't see who was in the ring. I couldn't see who was like on the, I couldn't see anything. I could see stuff. I'm being over dramatic.
Yes, you are.
But when they're on the outside, when you're telling me you have a 20-second count out, and you can't see them on the outside of the ring. You can't. I'm sorry, Chris. You can't.
Yeah, but how much did that play into it, though?
Then why make it a rule?
Yeah. It shouldn't have been. I don't get why that was a rule, but...
Because it's a pointless rule.
I like the lighting. It was good.
The lighting could work if they have the outside lit as well. Like, maybe they have these little...
Well, if you notice throughout the match, they turn the lights back up a little bit. Okay. In the beginning, it was completely pitch black. You could not see anyone from the crowd. And a couple minutes in, I think they realized, like, oh, this isn't safe. Like, anyone trying to run to the bathroom or concessions or whatever they got to do, like, they probably can't see at all right now.
Okay.
And then they turned it back up because then you could see people in the crowd again.
I did not notice that change.
No.
The match was good. Not good, but it served its purpose.
Yep.
I can't wait to see. It's just so many challenges. Orange Cassidy's challenges, right? You got... the open challenge. Can we get a feud? Can we get a story? Maybe it's too hard to get a story with the trios. Are they going to do an open house forever until they lose it? I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like the idea of it. But who's ever going to beat them in the house rules?
Yeah, it's going to take a lot. But they should be at the top for a while. I think they need to be the trios champion. They need to have a long run.
They should. We didn't talk about Christian. I didn't put him on my list.
Let's put him on the list.
Put him on the list. This will be the last thing we talk about because this was the best part of Dynamite by far. Not even close. The dude's coming out wearing a turtleneck with Luchasaurus. Still. People criticize Brock Lesnar's promo on Raw. I'm sure you got the criticism. I'm sure you see all on Twitter. They were piping in boos so loud that we couldn't hear Brock Lesnar. I saw the video, definitely piped in. When you could literally tell, and he's just screaming, me, I want to talk about me. And then you have Christian, who's doing a legit promo, and these boos are not piped in because they're saying stuff that you can't even, Edge is better.
Yeah.
Right?
Like they wouldn't pipe that in. There's no way they would pipe something like that in.
That was awesome. Yes. That was the best promo. It wasn't even a great promo. It was just a great moment.
It's a great reaction. The crowd was really good.
Christian is the definition of the perfect heel.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. There's no one better. If people want to say MJF? No. 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 You know why MJF's not a better heel? I'll tell you why. Because there's moments in every feud where you feel sympathy for MJF because he cannot work without making you feel, which is okay. He always turns into like a kind of a baby face at the end.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to his heel. Whereas Christian, no sign of that. And the way he attacks people, he's not screaming. He's not yelling at you. He's not doing the same thing of, oh, I'm a coward. You're going to get through me. He's literally telling you your dad's fucking dead and he's fucking meaningless. So he's not even worth talking about. Like,
yeah.
What?
he's just... He's got that sense of arrogance to him, and he's a bit of a prick.
Whereas MJF has that arrogance as well. We all know it, he has that, but it's more of a, I'm acting this way because I want you to hate me, whereas Christian, I believe he's that guy.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it.
No, and I know what you mean because I'm trying to think of how to put it into words. Because they do have some similar characteristics, but they play it differently. And it's, I don't know, it's just hard to explain. But he's doing it very well, clearly, with that crowd reaction last night.
My favorite thing about Christian is he never raises his voice. he never has to scream to get his point across of like, I'm the best in the world. Yeah. I'm this. Like, you see a lot of people like Roman, well, I'm going to smash him. I'm going to smash him. You see a lot of heels like get intense.
Yes.
Whereas Christian just stays that voice in his demeanor. And he, you know, he'll let the crowd go and he'll pause and look around. And he'll be like, you heard me. And it's like he'll go back and like, double. Detroit's the worst city I've ever been to. And then United States of America. And the way he signed off, like, you know why I got my title shot? Because oh my God, I just fucking loved it. I wish I clipped it. I wish I had enough time to clip it. I was going to, at least a little bit of it. So fucking good.
Yeah.
It was the best promo I've heard all year. Not promo, like the best reaction, the best everything all around.
Yeah, overall.
I could think like of other ones. MJF had a couple.
He's had some good ones this year.
But I don't know, man. None of them made me rewatch it right away. Because I did. As soon as it was over, I rewatched it.
Yeah.
I've never done that with a promo in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Punk days. Maybe Punk and MJF.
The fact that he was able to keep the crowd engaged. Like, I thought at some point they were going to tail off, and it's like they never did.
The things they were Edge is better. Like, that's peak. That's pinnacle.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you can't really chant something like that at MJF because you don't have that comparison yet. Or mainly anyone there in AEW. You can't really taunt them like that, but you can with Christian. It's great.
Yep.
It's great.
And he played right into it really well, you know, went with it perfectly.
Yes. And I hope people are watching because, yes, it is cool to see an intense promo yelling at the top of your lungs and I'm going to do this and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. That has its place. But Christian's presentation in the way he delivered that promo, I wish more heels would do that instead of this whole, let me tell you something, you know, brother, I don't know.
Yeah, just screaming to grab your attention.
Yeah.
Yep. He played it perfectly.
Yes. The fuck, man? Why can't Jericho be that good? Jericho has gone down. He's one of the worst wrestlers in today. He's one of the worst wrestlers from both sides.
Yeah.
He is. He's one of the worst. I hate watching him.
So weird considering all these years he was your absolute favorite.
I just hate watching him anymore.
Yeah.
I hate this. I hate this thing with Adam Cole. I hate everything about everything right now with Jericho. It doesn't make sense. Sammy Guevara's over here teaming up with MJF, even though we hated him and quit his whole stable because of MJF.
Yep.
And then you have Jericho over here fighting Adam Cole for no reason. Then you have, what is the reason?
I don't even remember. I think at this point, though, with Jericho, with the stage that he's at in his career, I think he needs, if he's going to be on TV as much as he is, I would like to see him go back to a little bit of a comedy thing. Not try and be super serious, tough guy.
He is a comedy thing right now. He is comedy.
No, but he's still trying to be super serious, I feel like. More serious than comedy. Like, I want to see him go back to catchphrase Jericho. The you made the list, you're going to get it. You know, that kind of, like, I want to see that version of Jericho again at this point in his career, not the I'm a super bad heel tough guy, because it's not believable anymore.
It's not believable because he just can't go.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. So you're past that stage. It's just not, I think that's probably why we enjoy it less, though, is it's just not believable. He's playing a character that we don't.
I just don't buy into it. I don't buy into his new stable. The Inner Circle was, I wish the Inner Circle was his best moments in AEW.
Yes.
Now this is his lowest.
Yeah.
This did not work. The Appreciation Society did not work.
It was funny for a little bit, but it wore off.
It wore off quick because it was a gimmick that couldn't last. And you had this thing with Daniel Garcia that was hot. If he would have joined the BCC, imagine where he'd be today.
Yes.
And now he's back over. We don't see him much anymore because he's part of them.
Yep.
And they're just a loser. Look at Anna Jay. She just got beat by someone who we have never seen wrestle. I mean, we've probably seen Julia Hart wrestle, but like.
Maybe. Like, I can't really remember. I was thinking about that last time. Like, have we ever seen her wrestle? Because she was always with the Varsity Blondes.
Yes.
And then she went over to House of Black. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know if I have seen her wrestle before or not.
You got Angelo and Parker losing to the Street Profits. The the scissor people for no the acclaim for no reason. Scissor people. But like everyone, the whole group, they're over here. Anna Jay's over here. Nobody's aligned. Yeah. Is it a real group?
I don't know. It's very, very loosely put together.
Why isn't Jericho supporting Sammy Guevara? I mean, he was in the video package and he said he supports him, but why isn't he supporting him? Like, where's the backstage segments of like, hey man, blah, blah, blah. Where is this?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be a stable. Yeah. They're supposed to be close. Jericho prides his stables on, they all dress together in matches. They all do this. They all do that. Why aren't they doing that? Where's Jake? Where's Hager supporting Guevara?
Who knows?
Remember when Guevara and Daniel Garcia were like best friends and they were trying to out one up each other? What happened to that?
No.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
Or is that part of the story as sports entertainers? Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense. There you go. I mean, that was a very, very well-hidden Easter egg right there in front of us that none of their stuff makes sense. You know, they give us some obvious stuff on the show, but that's one of those deeper level things right there. You just figured it out.
I just cracked the code.
None of it makes it. The start, stop pushes, the everyone all over the place. No consistency. There you go.
Has to be it. It freaking has to be the reasoning of the Jericho Appreciation Society. Yeah. Well, one day when we get the 30 for 30 or the AEW documentary or whatever we get, and they explain the stable, you're going to say Josh was right.
Yep.
Again, because someone's going to come out and tell me everything about it. All right, but that's it for the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Next week, we'll be talking about the huge announcement that was announced this week. We'll be talking about why Don Callis did what he did. And I'm predicting we see Miro again.
I hope so.
I think we see him next week. I think that you don't bring in Miro, walk into Tony Khan's office, and then we don't see him until Collision. It's too long.
That's too long for sure.
I think we see Miro next week.
Yep.
All right, guys. Until next week. Chris, any last words?
I hope we see Miro in the main event. It'll never happen, but
I'm going to hope this is the button.